You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Shark Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. You seem like you've been waiting for that. It seems like you've been waiting for that the entire time. You've been watching, baby. When'd you start watching?
I just been doing past episodes.
Karina Kova, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. Bringing Karina it through. Kova. Tell us about it. When'd you start watching?
A couple of years, actually. Well, being in like the adult industry, I think I found No Jumper through Plug Talk.
Okay.
But yeah.
So you've done Plug Talk then?
No. I'm actually a solo performer. That's what's going to be so different for you interviewing me. I've got no real like thought stories. I just have a different side to my hustle.
Well, maybe we can get you there by the end of this conversation.
Okay.
I'm just joking, sweetie. So you say you're a solo.
Yes.
You're a soloist.
Solo. Yes.
Wow.
But I invest in all the best stories, and I have a lot of fun.
It says that you have over $40,000 in toys.
Yes, that is truth.
Wow.
Yeah. My bookkeeper laughs every time, every monthly.
That is dedication if I've ever seen any. is dedication to the game of what you do. So you're from Canada?
Canada, yeah.
How's that been? You're born and raised?
Yes. Yeah, I was from a different part of Canada, and then I found the perfect house for my studio. I built my second studio now, so I moved to, like, a smaller part of Canada that...
Yeah, part of Canada you originally from?
Actually, up in BC.
BC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where you at now?
Yeah, kind of like the middle of Canada.
Okay. I don't think anybody's just gonna come. Oh yeah, she just dropped her. She's dropped the city she's in. We're gonna look for her.
Yeah.
How was it for you growing up in Canada before all of this?
Yeah, I feel a bit sheltered. I don't know. Yeah. It's I had a really good upbringing.
Seems like that for like a lot of chicks like that get sheltered, right? And they don't get to really. I mean, I would like to use the word, be able to be a little bit promiscuous as they're younger, you know? So when they get a little bit older, they just kind of wild out because they want to see what it's like, you know, to kind of live on the wild side, I guess.
I think that's kind of what happened with me. I kind of like held off my virginity for so long and like.
How long?
I was about 18.
I mean, is that bad?
No.
I don't think so.
But then it was just like.
These kids are out here fucking at 12. Like, these kids are crazy.
Yeah, no, I went into, like, exotic dancing quite quickly. So I have, like, a heavy background in exotic dance up in Canada there.
Were you popping out there?
Yeah, I got to work at, like, a really good club, and they circus trained us, doing all this crazy shit with our bodies and on the pole, on the hoop.
Circus trained?
Yeah, they'd actually send us to circus school.
That's a new... I've never heard nobody ever getting sent to like circus school.
Yeah.
What do they want you to learn?
The times have changed now, but back then that was, you know, probably good 15 years ago. They would expect the girls, we'd have like at least $2,500 costumes, like theme sets, theme music, showgirl stuff.
Right.
You'd be in a champagne glass filled with a bubble bath, or like you do hoop and silks. You do all that impressive stuff.
Damn, sound like some of that Cirque du Soleil type shit.
Yeah.
So they really took it serious down there where you're from. Like, it wasn't no plan. You ain't just going to come in and just look pretty and walk around.
No, you got to... So, like, I started doing the regular dancing stuff, and then that's where I was aiming to go. So I would have to go audition. That was, like, my goal to get into that club.
Can we shout out the club? What's the club?
Yeah, it's Brandy's in Vancouver. It's changed a lot, but I don't think there's any like clubs anymore. Well, maybe a couple in Vancouver, but the showgirl stuff, like what you invest into the shows, are just not what they used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've rarely ever heard a woman come in and say, hey, like, no, there was a real upscale movement to it. Like, your costumes, you know, they weren't $40, $50 or $100 for them. You know, you're paying a couple of grand sometimes, maybe four, if it, depending on what the costume entailed to, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we actually had, like, a masseuse that was working on staff. So if you threw something out, you'd go up to the dressing room, get massaged out. We had a seamstress that just worked for our club and our girls, so we didn't have a big wait list. So you would be responsible for, you know, coming up with your theme show, whether it be like, you know, burlesque or, something bedazzling, like Egyptian kind of theme and something really cool. Yeah. And then, yeah, the club would kind of support you into developing it into a full show that you'd perform and do a couple shows per night.
I think that the game that you're giving right now, honestly, like, I think a lot of strip clubs could pick up on that, because I feel like that would bring some big money.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you listen to it, like, man, no, the girls are really putting their efforts into this. They're not just showing up late, you know, throwing together whatever they can throw together, together, go out there, not even hit the stage, just do the walk arounds. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm sure there's, I mean, I know the strip game. Like, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of chicks that still get bread. But if it was orchestrated kind of like how you explained it, I think a lot of these strip clubs, it would be an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like where you were at was an experience. You guys were selling an experience.
It was. It very much was. Like, I totally miss that about strip clubs. So everywhere I travel, I make it a point. Like, it's my passion.
Yeah.
Like, I still love that kind of entertainment.
Yeah.
But I have not walked into either Vegas or, you know, even places in Canada, Toronto, like, no one does it. No one does it anymore. And actually, like, I tried to bring that element to Toronto, and two clubs picked up on it. So I was going to bring in feature dancers, where we'd bring that costume, theme, show to the club. But it lasted, like, 4 months. But see, with the clubs, they don't have to pay the girls. So, but if you're going to put on a big show, you got to pay for your girls' stage shows. So I guess they just couldn't really come.
It's because, and I could be wrong, but I just feel like, man, especially in that industry, nobody takes pride in it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's
the grind for the lap dances, grind for the lap dances.
Yep, just give me money.
Like,
give me the money.
As a female, I love to go spend money on the shows, on the stage. I love to go drop money on, like, a good, even if it's just pole tricks and a slingshot. I'll be like, hell yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show me some good stuff.
It definitely has changed. You know, like I said, back in the day, probably when you were doing it, it was filet mignon. Now today, it's a McDonald's hamburger. Like, it's changed up. Like I said, nobody's taking pride in, like, what can we do different to rake in more revenue?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's kind of content now, you know? But I think it's just because nobody's really willing to learn. Nobody wants to learn.
I think no one wants to. The club owners don't want to spend the money, you know. They would bring in the clientele of the couples who love to go see the show and get the lap dance together. They'd bring in a whole different party element to the club instead of you know, maybe CD, more like lap dances, off camera stuff. So I was never about that, but.
How long did you do the strip club for?
Yeah, I did the strip club for 6 years, and it's probably just my favorite job I've ever had.
Yeah. What was some of the perks you felt like you gained from it, or the experiences? Tell us a couple.
Yeah, just like a lot of, like, training all the time, and didn't have to worry about the gym. You're always keeping your body up. I love, like, sparkly things. So yeah, I would love the costumes were my favorite part. Just, you know, really having something like that to look forward to. Consistency.
What'd y'all do, like Swarovski crystals and shit on some of your outfits?
Oh,
that shit
yeah.
gets expensive. That shit ain't cheap, man. People
yeah.
think just because, oh, well, it's not real diamonds, Swarovskis will cost
you. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was like, it was all of these even. This is where I get my fix now. My nails.
Your nails.
Put the Swarovskis
on. So you've toned down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I actually still held on to, like, my top four costumes. I can't let them go. Like, I want to give them a good home to another girl, but girls just walk up on bikinis now. So
it's the most. Yeah. What's the most money you've paid for an outfit?
Oh, probably $3,500. Yeah, it was this quite intense, like, kind of almost like Mad Max element, kind of cave girl element to it.
$3,500 would be considered pretty fucking steep for an outfit you're only going to use for stage.
Yeah, because it's got layers, right? It's like fur, it's got layers, it's got sequins, it's got, you know, everything to it. And props, got, had like a fire pit that smoked. So like it was like a smoke show after.
What you mean a fire pit that smoked?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Damn, y'all really had the shit going. Like, I like that because it's business.
It was so fun.
It's dope. You know what I'm saying? When you can have things like that. I'm sure not only did the viewer or the fan that was in the building was enjoying it, the person that was doing it, because it was a show. It was something you had to really do.
Yeah.
Not just, okay, I'm twirling again.
Yeah.
I'm going to twirl one more time and
yeah,
one more time and then I'm going to get off stage and you guys better all throw me all your money.
Yeah, because back then they would actually like, you would have to get your show approved for being presented on stage. So you'd have to like, get the costume together, get everything together, get your sequence together.
And have somebody sit down.
Like, it's not an audition. Like, you're not, you're already hired to the club, but you're presenting that show to be.
Sounds like Broadway of the strippers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hold on.
You're not
just going to get in. We got to watch your entire set. We got to. If you would present a set to them, would they ever critique it every now and again?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
Be like, hey, it was nice, but do a little bit of this in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to incorporate that. So.
Yeah, constructive criticism. I love constructive criticism in my life anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, there was
not a lot of people do.
Yeah.
People hate that.
Yeah.
People like constructive criticism.
Maybe. I don't know why. It's got to be.
It's because people feel like they know everything already.
Yeah.
They feel like, oh, well, I already watched that on YouTube, so I know.
Mm,
or I already watched
self-taught.
Yeah, I already watched that on a self-help fucking video. So I understand that. But these people ain't never really experienced things. And I think that experience is everything. And if somebody can share their experience with you, take that shit into consideration, especially if you're going down that road. You know, I feel like I've done that with talking to girls or whatever, like that come through. I'm like, man, like, just listen to me. I've got experience in a lot of things, you know, so I'm only going to talk about what I know, and if I don't, I'll ask you, and maybe you can enlighten me and give me some game.
Yeah.
But nobody ever really does. They just blow a microchip and start tripping. You know what I mean?
Like, I think you have a real talent, though, with your words and the
Thank
way
you.
You present it, and it's just, it's engaging.
Thank you.
You know? Yeah.
So you came all the way. You came all the way from Canada to come do the interview with me.
I did.
That's love.
This
baby.
Is actually. I'm not gonna blow smoke and be like I had other things lined up. Honestly. Like, yeah, I came to do this because, like, I've been kind of off work for the last, like, 2 years. Now I'm back. So, yeah, this is a good opportunity for me. So, of course, I'm going to jump at it.
Love the White Cleef accessories.
Thank you.
Love those, baby. Love those. Tasteful.
A little bit.
Tasteful.
It's too,
small,
like,
but it's big.
Generic, but yeah.
It's small. Oh, they're generic ones.
No. I mean, everyone's wearing them.
I was about
them.
To say, oh, shit.
No.
I was like, damn, you about to make me look stupid as a motherfucker on camera.
No. You know what? I have your shades. I know they're men's. I have them.
Yeah.
But I didn't wear them because I knew you were going to wear them.
You knew I was going to wear them?
Yeah.
I mean, I could have switched them up, put some Cartiers on, so that way, I mean, but shit, we would probably look good together wearing them both. They'd have probably been like, man, Sharp, that's really your bitch, low-key, bro. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? We know what's up now, man. The jig's up.
Don't tease.
No. Yeah. So I don't even know how to pronounce this, but you were diagnosed with something that where your tits don't stop growing.
Yeah, so I'm just doing a check right now, make sure they're in there, but it's...
What's it called?
Gigantomastia.
Gigantomastia.
Yeah, I took it as quite of a like a hard diagnosis because like back when I was a dancer, it was all natural. I had like big, big natural tits.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving into this industry that I'm in now, I enhanced them. But if I knew what I knew now,
I would have never did
never
it.
Done that because now they're just it's not stopping. So I have to, you know, live with the fact that they're just gonna get circus big.
Wow. Do you ever have you thought about having a reduction?
I for now my fans are crazy for it. I'm in the big boob market.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do market myself.
Mm-hmm.
With this new diagnosis though, I probably have like maybe 3 years before I'll have to get a reduction.
Well, at least you're not on the bimbo train. You ever seen those chicks like the bimbos?
They, No, for real.
No, I've seen them. It gets scary, man. But I've noticed it's a small community, but a community nonetheless, to where the lips are super fucking huge. The nose has been fucking wrecked beyond its means. You know what I'm saying? Like, just body dysmorphia, just like going through crazy shit. You're like, man, this shit happened by accident. You're like, I wouldn't even have done this. Because you look very normal. Like, you don't look like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I know it's got to be, I don't know if you have any certain niches that you know, or that you offer when, you know, you're doing your OnlyFans or you're doing shit like
I
that.
Yeah, I do a lot of, I get boxed into the bimbo market.
Damn.
So, you know that TikTok's like, hell no, those girls are all boobs and no either, brains. Like, and over here, I'm role-playing bimbo to, like, to the max. Yeah. But yeah,
bimbo
no, I
is
hear,
a totally different thing to me. Is
yeah,
like
real
where
life.
It looks crazy.
To the max.
Yeah, taking it to the max. Yeah. It's a sickness.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I have body dysmorphia. I think that.
You think so? Why?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well,
tell us why.
I was big time into cosmetic surgery. Once I got, like, I started my Instagram and I felt like I needed to change myself. So, like, I did a risky surgery. I changed the color of my eyes to green. So, I know.
Let me see.
I have a story behind it. So, I go 5 years. A Canadian specialist.
I was about to look like this. What you got on your
eye? I know the top in Canada watching over my eye health, following up. Anyways, I had girls on Instagram that had gone before me, and they had started experiencing like side effects and complications. Anyways, I wake up one day blind. So then. We rush me into
surgery. That had to be fucking scary.
Yeah, so that smacked me in the right direction where it was like, you don't have to change yourself. Like, stop with that. Be happy with yourself. I almost was like, I had to be blind for a year and a half before I got 2 cornea transplants. I'm back on my game now. That's why I was off work for 2 years.
Because I've seen people use all types of different situations of what blind is to them. Like, was it literally dark, like black, or was it just a big blur?
Well, see, it was because of endothelial cell loss. Mm-hmm. So that's the cornea of your eye, the cellular part, was completely, and you don't regain endotheliums. They don't grow back. So the vision loss was, I was legally blind. So it was like a white, just fog, like a cornea blindness. Not a retina blindness where you'd be black.
Right.
Yeah, so it was just like still a very scary situation. And thank God for science because, you know, if it was maybe 5 years earlier, I wouldn't have had to have the cellular transplant that they did, which was insane. Like, they just took the donor's cellular tissue and put it on my eye. And now I'm seeing 2020, 2025.
What the fuck? 2020 and 2025.
Yeah.
That is extra. Just say we got 2020 back, baby.
No,
we're doing
this one's
good.
Not quite as good. So I got a good item, like, you know, but I'm just saying.
I don't know this at this point, but I thought 2020 vision was perfect, right?
Yes.
Am I tripping?
So
can
I've
I get
got
a clarification from Donnie?
Yeah, but they bumped it up to 25.
No, 2025 is actually like a vision law. Like,
oh, it goes the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate you, Donnie, because I was curious, man. I'm like, I've never heard 2025. I've always heard 2020, you know, but.
So I was blessed to regain all my vision in my right eye.
Yeah.
And a little bit less in my left. So, yeah, I had to learn a hard lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't drive for a while. Couldn't do a lot of shit.
That's why I celebrated to the max when I came back.
Did you have somebody to help you throughout that?
Yeah, friends, family. I have a tight-knit circle of people.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be pretty scary going through that. Like,
yeah,
you know, you can't
especially
see.
Like the industry I'm in, right? Like someone had to just like take the driving wheel for it, like, you know, make sure the websites are being run and like, chopping up old content, trying to stay relevant, trying to be there when you're not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, how do you remain a solo performer bringing in still top percentages?
Yeah, so actually, like, I thought I'd peaked in 2018. I was like, I got the XBiz award for it. I was always nominated for like the Porn
XBiz Hub. Porn, right?
Yeah. So like, but earning wise, it's crazy. Like, I'm actually earning more now coming back after the surgery and everything than I was back then. So I don't know. It just keeps evolving. I feel like it's like the life hack of porn because I don't have to deal with paperwork. I don't have to worry about my health being at risk. I don't have to, you know, I'm simply, and when you shoot, you know, solo porn properly, it can be very intimate. Like I have guys comment all the time, like, I never liked solo porn before, but like yours, like I can really get into.
You know when I think it's going to really take off, honestly, is when it can cross over. Like, not saying it hasn't already, but I think solo porn will really thrive in VR.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. It really thrive in VR because it's going to feel real, like you're actually there with the person, right? I would think. I think VR would, like, thrive. Like, say, for instance, you could catch a, I know this might sound crazy, it's far-fetched, but anything is possible, right? Mm-hmm. Where you fuck around and you catch a deal with the VR company and they'd be like, hey, we want to pick up some of your shit to where we have an app just for you.
Yeah, I've been
offered. That shit would be kind of dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So you've been offered?
Yeah, from XBiz and, like, through AVNs, there's always contacts of companies like VR and, like, sci-fi companies, and that's how I got onto Adult Time. And Brazzers bought one of my solo scenes. But yeah, I get offers like that all the time, but like I'm so enthusiastic about my own thing, I don't really step out of my box. Yeah, I kind of.
What'd you call it? Brazzers?
Brazzers.
It's Brazzers, but you said Brazzers.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I was like, is that the Canadian popping out
it
a little bit?
It might be the Canadian. Yeah, can know, we blame like, it on
maybe
the
that's the Canadian,
Canadian
way of saying it, you know?
Brazzers?
Yeah, but yeah, no. I was
no. Okay.
It's okay.
Cringe moment.
Hey, it is okay. But like I said, I think that it would be fascinating because I've heard people already messing with the VR.
Yeah.
With watching porn now, right? And I really believe that solo porn or OnlyFans would really, it would skyrocket. Skyrocket because like you said, it's like if you can sell it right, if you can, like you said, hey, there's a way to get intimate with this shit. Like you've obviously figured out the lick on that one.
Yeah.
You know, if that shit can transfer to where it's like chicks are selling their OnlyFans strictly on VR. Crazy, man. That'd be fucking insane because I feel like the market, it would be not only new, but people are going to love that. They're going to love to touch that market. And I'm sure they're already doing it with porn now, but I'm talking about a chick really solely like, hey, watch my shit on VR. Because that is just another way, like how you were talking earlier in the strip club. It's an experience, man.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to be able to give the least I have to and make him feel like he got everything.
I'm very enthusiastic. I'm very extra about my content. Like I will get so cheeseball about it, but in the end I just enjoy doing it.
Would you consider if like let's say VR company came to you and said, hey, yeah, we just want you to strictly put your content in an app over here?
No, I think I would invest in myself and get the VR equipment. Like I already shoot with a Netflix approved camera. It's a Blackmagic Ursa 4.6.
Damn.
Yeah, so I take things seriously. Like when I buy equipment, I'm buying like I have a passion for it, you know. So I would definitely invest. I haven't really dabbled in it, but I don't think I would work with another company. I think I would do it and then it's all mine, right?
That's smart. I mean, yeah, you're like, why have a middleman, pretty much?
Yeah.
You know, because if you look at it, right, what if it does great for the first couple years?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, well, I'm about to get ready to branch off, and this shit bombs.
Yeah.
All the millions maybe billions have been made already off of it. So where now it's dying out as you're trying to step into that lane yourself. You're like, shit, if I'm going to step into it, might as well get it while the getting's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, that's live.
I'll send you a thank you note when I buy the virtual.
Yeah, send me a thank you note. Maybe a check. Yeah. Doesn't have to, you know. Just, hey, just if you're feeling good that day, you're feeling good that day and you say, hey, I got to thank this motherfucker, man, for real.
Yeah.
Because I just think that isn't that where the world's headed anyway? It's virtual, right? Everything is starting to be.
Yeah, like right now, the role play, I mean, it's called virtual sex for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Like the camera's up on you. The viewer is like watching it as if they're on top of you, right?
And crazy, man.
And it's definitely what not if, like, dying off. It's just taking off.
What if think about this. What if like old man decides he wants to get on VR and he's having virtual sex and he has a heart attack? Right? Why are you laughing?
I'd be liable.
Early's like, hey, Sharp, don't ever say that shit because I'd be on VR and I don't want to be fucking a 50-year-old man one day and crash. Fuck. Like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
Is the woman still responsible? Are they still going to do
liable,
a fucking...
Like, totally. Definitely damages.
Yeah,
liable.
Is there going to be still a police report filed on her and she wasn't even around? Think about it, man. That shit's going to cause problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you got me... Now you got me in the middle of the pond here. I don't know.
So you be online, you play the step mommy.
I am step mommy Karinakova more than I'm Karinakova. Yeah. Like these mummies boys are multiplying daily. The urge and the taboo element.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're hearing it in songs now. Like, you know, Drake singing Rescue Me Mommy. Like, I don't know, but these
Drake.
Mommy's boys.
I love Drake, man. We can't do that to Drake right here.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why,
I'm just
but the
with you. Say your shit. I'm just fucking with you.
This role play.
But come on, I still want to see Drake in the future. Let's not shun him.
No,
right?
No, not too. I'm just saying, like the whole like I don't know what it is about the taboo market.
Yeah.
It is the biggest in porn.
Is this stepmother
family role play?
Family role play.
Yeah. It's what, when I went from being a dancer and I dabbled into like this kind of sex work, online sex work.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to accept those roles. Like I was like family role play, like what? But over and over and over again. And that market, they've got the money to spend on the custom videos and they want you to be their stepmom. You know, they will pay to have that role played out. I love Mummy's Boys. Like, I am now accepting all sons I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the sons that
all,
you can?
All the sons, yeah.
You know what people, I think people, I know a lot of people have to see this. I think it's because people love what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, you're really like psychology-wise, that's definitely a part of it.
People love what, like, it's bad. You're not supposed to do it.
No, it's wrong.
Right.
It feels so good.
It feels good because it is wrong.
You've got it.
You know what I'm saying? It's something that everybody can do right, right? Everybody can walk and be like, yeah, I know I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But when you're not looking, they're like, I want to see what that's, I want to cross over. Think about how many people, hundreds of thousands, millions, are watching Taboo. You know, I wouldn't consider it incest, nothing like that, because it's stepmother, but I mean, still family.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you know, but people, it's nothing wrong. People like it. It's people have had hot stepmamas or whatever, you know, I'm sure throughout their life that they've probably nailed.
I get it.
It sparks from somewhere.
Yeah.
It sparks from a truth somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just get made up. I know, Donnie. We're
I don't know,
it, baby.
Like maybe
we're fucking touching it. This shit don't just get made up. That shit really happens.
You're getting deep into it.
Why not?
I think the psychology is definitely like right. I think you're very smart for that kind of outlook on it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot of the nurturing factor.
Yeah.
Like these men, they just want to be like nurtured.
Do you think that goes back to the type of women that we have out here?
What do you mean?
Like to choose from, like. there's not really a lot of nurturing women, period. You should want to nurture your man, right? And mm-hmm. I feel like that that aesthetic has been tossed out the door with the modern day woman. Like, that shit don't stand for nothing no more. You know,
yeah, we getting can think your back, back
rubbed,
to...
getting your back rubbed or getting rubbed on, or your mm-hmm. woman running you a bath. That shit's almost like it has to be a birthday or has to be a holiday or something that you're celebrating, a celebration.
Or a holiday so they could stay home and right. be together.
Yeah. A man wants that all the time.
Yeah.
You know? So that just goes back to STEM, what you're saying. Like, I think that's why they run to the stepmama.
Yeah.
Just that type of, because you're being loving. You're, yeah. you know what I'm saying? You're damn.
I'm here for it.
Damn.
I dabbled in it, and then I was like, I was full on for it. Because it's just such bigger than the big tit market, bigger than the big boob, I mean the big ass market, bigger.
They like it because it's wrong, baby. But look, no, and I'm not saying like it's wrong, like it's illegal. No, it's not that. It's just that he knows that he couldn't go tell his friends that hey, yeah, I fucking just watched some stepmom
yeah.
porn.
Yeah.
Who's going to walk around doing that? Honestly, God, ain't nobody going to walk around doing that. Like, yeah, man, hey, man, I love, what kind of porn you like? Man, I love watching stepmamas. It's, they can't say that. I think that's what they like about it. It's like, damn, you got to hold that one deep in your yeah. gut if you don't want nobody to know. Hell, if you're going to tell anybody, it's probably going to be the bitch that you're watching.
And their secret is safe with me. Confidential. I'm all about confidentiality.
Ain't, so, hey, yeah. mamas are never supposed to tell their kids.
This mama won't be telling.
This shit's a trip, man. This shit's a trip. It's fascinating, though, like, to sit down with somebody who really does cater to that. And I don't know why, but I got to bring this fucking lady back, Sherry DeVille, man, because she does the same shit.
Mm, yes, MILF.
She does Sherry the same. Yeah. She's America's mom, stepmom. Yeah. She plays the whole role, and they fuck with her by mm-hmm. the masses as yeah. well. You know what I'm saying? Because there are people that are really looking for that mothering mm-hmm. type of nurturing yeah. type of, you know what I'm saying?
And they're loyal. Like, when I get a new stepson, that man is loyal to me now, and that relationship is built, and I get, you know, a very
how old is one of the oldest stepsons you have?
How old? I don't like know
one
if I
that
really
you
get
really
there,
know. Like, do you could have like a 40-year-old man that buys all your shit, 50-year-old man that buys all your shit. Hell, he's older than you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Course.
He's buying your shit, and he yeah. wants to be considered one of your quote-unquote stepsons.
Yeah.
Seems like
I don't
it's
think
like a
they
cult.
Disclose their age because they really want to dive into like the kind of 18-year-old stepmom takes virginity kind of.
He's got to at least live in somewhat of a somewhat of a reality
yeah.
to understand that, okay, that's not your age. You know what I'm saying? It's still yeah. cool for him to want to sit there and look at you as that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
His dad could have married you, right? Role play. Yeah. His dad could have been on the way out the door and you fucked him at the funeral. Who knows? Yeah. You know, I mean.
Let me write this down. That's my next shoot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it don't have to be. I'm just trying to help you see that, hey, it's a man. Everybody, let them all in. Figure out a niche for all of them if that's the case.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that you're trying to disclose the different age brackets mm-hmm. of things, but let them all in.
Yeah.
Figure out a way
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
To where they can accept it when you say it right here on this microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Teach your ass a thing or two, baby.
You can. You,
I'll teach
it's
your
it's
ass
like
a
you,
thing
have
or
you
two.
Been taking psychology or have you just.
Women.
Oh.
Psychology and women.
All right.
Mastered the arts at a PhD.
Okay.
2 degrees.
I would believe it.
You know.
Degrees aren't on the wall.
Hey, I want to know because I know that you being solo, like, what does it cause a problem? Maybe that's why you stepped over to the stepmom effect mm-hmm. because and it works over there. You're like, damn, I'm over here eating sharp. I'm getting bread out that shit,
yeah.
which is dope. But I know when you're doing your solo, do you have any problems where people actually want you to put a man in the mix?
Oh yeah. So
what's been like? Has there been any struggles with that
you know,
or anything?
Like, I don't know. I just. Men get so pressed that I don't take real cock on camera. They got real mad. And it's like, there are so many porn stars.
They send you death threats or something?
No, just like the usual stuff that's like, you know, like,
thinking their opinion matters.
How can you not do this? You must be this. You must be that because you don't like dick. You know what? It's none of those things. I love dick. I haven't had dick in a while. But like, it's not about that. My limits when I started in the industry have actually stayed the same. So I won't be pressured. There's not like, you know, sorry, Brazzers and like,
it's okay.
Reality Kings and stuff like that. They have offered me a very nice amount of money to come to that side, but I'm always going to make more money on my own.
Wouldn't it be smart then? Okay, so it sounds like you're a hot commodity, and I wish I would tell you this game off camera, but I'm going to show people just how much game I do have when it comes to these type of things. So you're a hot commodity to them. They would love for you to come over to the Reality King side and come over there to the Brazzers side and like really like do a shoot. Tell them one shoot, one only. Hey, man, biggest offer wins.
But I'm in.
You would, for just that one piece of content, might change your life to where you probably won't have to ever do it again.
I know, but I'm in the position where I have the top end equipment. Mm-hmm. I can reach out to my favorite guy that I want to get fucking railed by. Mm. I'll hire him. He'll come to my studio. I'll own it and I'll release it. I'm just very much that type of like mentality because I guess I got lucky online. Like,
I'm not saying that you're not, your fan base ain't crazy, but let's think about it. Isn't it all about cross collabing?
Definitely.
You fuck around and you go over there, it's going to sell 10, like you have to think about it. It's going to sell because not only are you going to maximize your side, but now you're about to maximize Reality King's side and their shit's huge. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're putting two incomes to one to sell for one product that's about to get ready. You can talk into some millions for your one shoot if it's done right. Like you were telling me earlier, it's all about how you set things up.
Yeah, it's definitely about the setup. If the contract was, if my numbers, like I could easily calculate, like what, if I release the scene, what I would make.
I'm sure you do great.
Right? So like, but like, I already kind of collabed with Brazzers. Like their audience saw me as a solo performer on their site and everything.
But you taking, you being with a man in a scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's almost like a chick that's 22, 23 years old and she's raffling off her virginity.
Yeah.
It's like the highest bidder wins. It's like they want to see her on that. So they're anticipating. Like, it's like, fuck, how much do we pay like to get this girl? We want to have this piece of content. Mm-hmm. She's obviously popular in her own realm. What do we need to do? Do we need to sit down? Do we need to get a contract going for her? Do we need to, what's it going to take for her to do this? And it's, everything has a price, honey.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you don't fall out of that category. Let's be honest. Know. Everything has a fucking price.
Does it?
Can go to the fucking, bet you this, you can go to the casino right now. I bet you there's a cocktail waitress in there. Everybody got their price. And she always said, I would never offer something that changed her motherfucking life. I promise you, you don't know. That's anybody.
There's
a price for everybody.
But I'm already set up.
You are. I'm not saying you're not.
I'm comfy. I'm cushy. I'm good. I'm set up. I've been in this industry for 8 years now. I got lucky out the gate. I found a niche. People wanted to see like this elaborate, real solo stuff. And I came out with a bang.
Yeah.
I got lucky and like I keep getting lucky.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride that out. And if talking about collabs, that's on my list this year, you know, after coming on podcast, talking with you, maybe doing some more somewhere else, who knows, is doing collabs, but with females, but not skin to skin, just side by side, side collabs.
I just want
Instagram
you to know.
Instagram shit.
I just want you to know, like, these are just me and your insights. Like, we're just trying to figure it out because I'm listening to you and I'm interested in the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, there's always a way to maximize. So I'm the type of person that I always look for the maximum situation of how we can play things out.
Yeah.
You know, so when I hear you say like, yeah, they really fucking want me to come up over here. You know what I mean? Like, shit. Sometimes people pay you more than you would ever even imagine. And
I know,
it's good
but
that you've held out.
It's not the same anymore. Like,
very true.
I'm sorry, but they don't have the numbers to offer me anymore that they did 7 years ago.
I'm just saying, somebody come offer you a crazy bag. Like, come on, man, you want 20 mil? Do you want 20 mil to come in and do the scene we need you to do? I don't see anybody turning that shit down.
But
like,
that's unrealistic, Sharp.
Why isn't it?
It's unrealistic.
No, it's not.
It is. Name me one top girl that's
gotten
that.
Okay, why don't you be the first top girl to make that happen? Why does everybody always want to wait to be the fifth? Why don't you be the first?
There's not any more 20 more. There's no 20 mil contract in adult industries anymore.
Y'all got to figure something the fuck out.
Because everyone's now, like, doing things differently.
No, what it is everybody's doing things the same. And that's
maybe
where
that's
the
true.
That
yeah.
I feel like that's a piece of the problem is that, you know, there's no one-off anymore. Everybody's
okay,
kind of
so
did everything.
Okay, so how am I
going
to get the $20,000 deal?
$20 million deal. See, you cool for $20,000.
No.
I don't even know why you're right. We should have no problems with getting a contract from them today, Donnie.
No, but that
today.
But that is the realistic offer.
No, okay, cool. But I'm just saying, if you're this much of a hot commodity, which I believe you, and I believe that you are, why not get, man, I don't know. I would just figure out a way to maximize the situation. Maybe $20 million is a fucking hell of a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
But damn it, you got to try. You shoot high to get what you really want.
Yeah, if we're playing
you
that
shoot
game.
Shoot high to get what you want.
If you're playing that game of like, is there a number? Everyone has a number. Yes, of course there's a number.
Well, this is business, right?
Yeah.
Are you doing this for personal pleasure?
For my work?
Yeah. Is this for personal pleasure?
Yeah, what don't I
enjoy? Do you like pleasuring yourself on camera?
I love it. Yeah, I really love it. Yeah.
But you seem like you're into the business side of it, too. You seem like
you
like it to make bread.
Who wouldn't get excited about the numbers?
Would you do it for free?
No, because no. No, I wouldn't.
So
I don't believe in free content. Because Pornhub, they used to have their model hub side, and I was a top girl. I was top 10 in their model hub, so that's the paid content. But do I post my shit to Pornhub for free? No, I don't believe in free content. So I don't believe in free work.
But you said you love to pleasure yourself on camera. Fuck the money, pretty much.
But my job, luckily, provides me with pleasure. And it just doesn't feel like it's such a job. But it is a job.
So would you do it for absolutely no money? You said, I don't believe in free content, but I do love to pleasure myself on camera. So I feel like it's the money that makes you come, baby.
I'm blessed to have a job I enjoy. Who doesn't?
Hey,
you like what you do?
Yeah, she ain't doing, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it to
would
death.
Would you do it for free?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because you know why? It's because I understand my worth and you do too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why you push for the bigger bag. Understand your worth. See, you asked me a question, I answered to you. You're like, would you do it for free? No, because I understand my worth.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what anybody says around you. Fuck if they say, she's not worth 20
I know,
million.
But
they would laugh at it, right? You have to hold that accountability in yourself or hold that pride to say, fuck what they say, I know what I'm worth. And you stay pushing, and I promise you, mama, this is a big motherfucking world. Somebody one day, I don't give a fuck if it's in the smallest fucking crack in the wall, is going to take you up for what the fuck you're saying.
The only realistic scenario that would happen would be a wealthy fan would offer that money for a fan fuck.
He's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Might fuck around and run into him. He might be like, hey, babe, come to Dubai. Come on, I'm going to fly you out. Hey, come on.
Yeah,
I want to do just a good weekend. Dope weekend here. Here's this $20 million. We could do a little bit.
I know.
He probably don't even want the content. See, we're looking a little deeper. He probably just wants some content for his personal collection. He don't even want it for anybody else. He's just rich and just wanted to say that, hey, when he's around his friends, that, hey, yeah, you know that one girl that said she would never do it? Look, she did all of that with me. That shit'll pay. That shit it'll make him feel so good about the money he spent with you. He's going to charge it every time. Oh, you didn't think, you like her? Oh, man, look.
No.
Look at your face. You're like, no, I don't want
that's
him to do that to me.
That's not the way it works.
Well, that's the way it's going to work sometimes.
It wouldn't work because
you
if you have your ducks
fan.
In a row, exactly. If I did a fan fuck, I would own that content. There would be release forms. There would be things drafted up.
But this man wants to get you $20 million. Yeah,
and he would by doing a fan fuck. Do you know what a fan fuck is?
Yeah, I've heard of
it. It's just simply him being able to fuck.
It's simple.
Yeah.
No, that's
real. So he's not after, you know, the content.
That's real.
I'd be in charge of it. If I release it down the road, I release it down the road. But that's the only realistic fact, like the only realistic scenario that a $20 million contract would happen.
Why would he want? No,
porn companies don't have it anymore.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. I do agree him doing a contract because he's probably going to want to fuck you raw for sure. For $20 billion. I don't see him wanting to put any type of condom on for that.
Yeah.
That's just, we're just being realistic here. $20 million,
that's
he's not going to want.
That's human nature, of course. He's going to want no restrictions, all access.
Right. So me and you both know you putting your piece of twos and fews on that contract might not work a bit in the sense of, well, I'm going to own the content of it. Whoa, he's saying, we're not even talking about content here. I just want to fuck you. Here's this $20 million. Yeah, I'm going to film it. So whatever I want to do with it. And he's not, let's say he's not even in the industry. Like you said, this is just a fan that's got a bunch of bread. He don't own a porn company.
Exactly.
This ain't the owner of Brazzers coming down saying, hey, I'm about to give you this $20 million plus. I'm about to go put it on there. I can understand what you're saying at that point. But this is just a fucking fan. And he wants to pay you $20 million to have a dope ass weekend with you, and of course, no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You be down for that? You be down? And he gets the content out of it.
If I could control the situation, if I could, if I was sexually attracted and wanted it, so that I would enjoy it, there'd be lots of factors to go into it. If I was to make that step,
I wouldn't even. Why would I want to enjoy?
This isn't him? Fear factor. This isn't you have to just take the
fear factor. But to enjoy him, like, why would you want to enjoy him? I would be enjoying the $20 million.
Yeah, it's a
fucking
power
enjoying
trip.
Him.
Yeah, the power you would get off on. You would easily come from the power knowing you're getting $20 million from this
bread,
fucking
baby.
Simp.
I don't give a fuck. The ugly as fuck with a chipped tooth and his breath stank. You're going to take that $20 million, you'll take it and never tell anybody.
Promise you I wouldn't.
You would take it and never tell anybody.
You know what's, it's funny, like, it's so hilarious.
You would, Karina. I know it, baby, and it's good. Listen, we're all human. It's okay. It's only some pussy, right? It's only some pussy. You know?
I know, but it's just, it's
shut up, Donald
so
Trump.
Much to it. There's so much to it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's things I couldn't get
Tell
over.
Tell me, give me a couple things. I'm curious. Like, what is so many things to you have, what would be some of your restrictions to do something like that?
Well, for one,
$20 million's on the table.
I don't have the asshole that can perform anal. So anal's off the top. Like, I don't know why.
Understandable.
I have, as a solo performer, if I could do anal, I would be milking it.
That's understandable,
though. I have tried so many times, and it hurts too much. So anal's off the charts. So, yeah.
That's people that like pain, though. They like that shit. I think
is it painful
like,
for everyone, though?
I think for them bitches, they like pain. If you say, like, you feel like it's pain, I mean, unless her booty hole just loose, it's blown
no,
out.
No, that's not, we're not saying
that. I mean,
that.
I would expect it to be an exit, not just always
that.
Been an entrance her entire
life.
No, but
it's a muscle. Supposedly, you can train it. Supposedly. Like, I've looked
into
it.
Have you tried
it.
To train? It's like a damn dog. She's like, you can train it.
Unfortunately, I sold a custom for a high price. Yeah. All this pressure was on me to do this custom video with anal play. And I couldn't pull through because it was just too painful. So I even was like, could I possibly hire a butt double? And, you know, but I just had to return the money.
That was smart as fuck, though.
Yeah.
She was like, damn, because you making the... See, I fuck with you. Because you like, look, I don't want to turn the content down because I know this for a high bag.
I'll try.
I can't really handle it. But I don't want to, you know, let down. But it is kind of fucked up because we just told him.
So
that.
You say everyone had a price. So that's a perfect situation. I knew I wasn't capable of anal. But he offered me such a good price.
You
that
tried.
I tried. And I tried for him. And I wish I could have done it. But because for me, that's not off of my morals. Like, if I could do anal, I'd be so happy. I'd be so happy. There'd be another element I could add to my performance.
Well, maybe there's a class you can take.
Well, hey. I could hire best anal porn star to probably just come give me like a master class.
Try to show you. Yeah, baby, this is, listen to me. I always looked at it like this.
A hot idea.
For real. I always looked at it like this. It's just like the game, mama. the woman that's moving is the best investment. Not the clothes, not the shoes, not the cars, not any of that. Mm-hmm. Her is her temple. That's the best investment. So you are your own investment. Invest mm-hmm. into that. If it costs you $10,000 to have that bitch come down for a month.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Like, and just, and she can go chill and whatever because she got other shit to do. But just to come fuck with you 2-3 days out the week and show you, like, what you can do to prepare yourself so when somebody does come and offer you another bag, hey, I don't have to turn that down. Not saying that that's what you have just on the fucking menu every day.
Yeah.
But if it does come back like how old boy did, mm-hmm. you're prepared for that.
Yeah. That's definitely how I look at my career. Is like that because my next step is gonna be bringing in girls with bigger names just to cross over, be side by side. And I like that idea. I think I'm gonna write a script about it where maybe Adriana Chechik, she's so good at anal. Maybe I hire her, she comes in, and even if I fail at doing anal, it's a hot content to sell. And we're just sitting there side by side. She's trying to teach me anal. That's like a really good idea.
Cut me my check. And the truth be, hey, I appreciate you.
You've got really
I appreciate
hot
ideas. You. Hey, I appreciate you for coming. Hey, I'm going to have you come back soon for a panel. I've been putting panels together lately, pretty much where, you know, maybe four chicks that, you know, adult industry or whatever the case may be, and a few guys, and we all sit down and we kind of kick it like Adult Summit. Hey. It's like teens, but the adult status, you know, where it's everybody just kind of kicks ideas and just different topics, and, you know, people might bump heads and shit like that. I think you'd be a great fit.
Wow. Thank you.
I think you'd be a great fit, baby. But I'm dead ass serious. Send me my motherfucking check when you do that shit, man.
You know what? Definitely getting a Christmas card.
Karina Culver, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you for coming, baby, and fucking with me, man.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
I loved coming down to LA. I love doing this.
Come fuck with me anytime. Yeah. We gonna we can always sit back and debate. We can always bounce back.
You're the
ideas.
Best debater I know.
I appreciate you, baby. The Shark Tank. No Jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.